Bethesda, our state senator, Jim Stamos. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I survived a fantastic weekend with the fireworks and celebrating our nation's independence. So that was an awesome weekend. The weather was great. Traffic north was outstanding, getting people up to our part of the state. And I was coming home from Gaylord on Thursday night, and the northbound traffic was just very, very busy. And then driving up to Alpena on Friday afternoon, the traffic also was still going north. I was very excited to see that.
Indeed.
So yeah. We had, I think, 14 parades in the 36th Senate District. We were able to get friends and family that helped out in at least 8 of the parades. I personally walked the Alpena Parade in the Hail Parade, and what a great turnout. Families were out at the roads enjoying some candy and some great sights as different floats went by. Had a great day on Saturday, then went over to Sanford, Michigan, and watched some fireworks myself. So,
wow.
A busy day, but it was a good day.
Indeed. Great opportunity to get out and meet and greet and be a part of the great, as you mentioned, 4th of July holiday. But then back to business, and some important business, including you guys have from the House of Representatives now bounced back. You've got the road funding issue in front of you.
We do. The House has sent us a road package. We're still looking at their package, but the Michigan Senate decided to take a little bit different route. So we don't have anything that's set yet. We're still talking and working on how to do a long-term sustainable funding for the roads. But we're still moving forward. It's still one of those things that's top of the list for the legislature. And the Senate package actually is going to reprioritize at least $700 million of what we currently are spending. But it does implement a new gas tax over 3 years, being 4 cents would be October, another 4 cents next year, and another 7 cents the year after that. But all of the new revenue is specifically dedicated, can't go anywhere else other than to the roads. And so, but we also are working on the competitive bidding aspect of it, allowing townships more activity, an active role in the road projects, requiring future assessments and evaluations of roads, and a sunset on the tax. I think the sunset's 15 years out. And then warranties on the roads, dedicating all new gas revenue or gas tax revenue to the infrastructure, to the roads, and capping and cutting state tax growth, and so, which is a big one. We would actually cap and say if the state's growing, it would actually cap it at the rate of inflation, and then anything else above that would actually be a permanent reduction in the income tax. And so, a lot of parts that are going to be discussed, but again, some forward movement in the discussion on the road. So,
Well, you know what I like about it is both the Senate and the House are taking their time on this. No quick fix. You're looking to do something that's going to last a long time and do the job the right way.
Well, that's what I think it is a better way of doing it. We've spent a lot of time in quite a few years on looking at it, but continuing to have the discussion. We've got a lot of new people within the House of Representatives that are just now digging into this, and so we're trying to make sure that we have a good and a positive, productive discussion as we move forward. And so we've got another great thing coming up. I've got a Heritage Route tour coming up. This is something that Senator Molinar, or Congressman Molinar now, had did before I was there, I'm very excited about it. It's we're going to hit Augre, East Tawa, Sestota, Harrisville, Alpena, and keep going up to the Mackinac. And we've got Dave Lorenz, the VP of Michigan Travel, with us this year. Director Nick Lyons of the Department of Community Health, or DHHS, as it's called now. We've got Director Jamie Clover Adams, the Director of Ag, who's joining us. The executive director of Michigan Wine Council, Linda Jones, the secretary of state, Ruth Johnson, and several other people from the MEDC, DNR, and Michigan Department of Transportation joining us. We're going to, I think we're hitting the Modern Craft Winery in Augre, the State Docks in East Tawas, Wordsmith Airport in Oscoda, the State Park in Harrisville, and Neiman, Secretary of State, and the tour of some new developments in Alpena. So I'm excited to get some of them up into to our area of the state and see what the great things are going on, what are some of the needs that we have, and continue to make sure that as we make decisions in Lansing, they know our area and how it might affect that.
All right. Yeah, it should be fine. I remember one of the other tours, I managed to make a few of those stops, and very informative, very entertaining, and it definitely puts a big positive spotlight on Northeast Michigan.
It does. You know, and talking about spotlights, we had Michigan was rated one of the best states to make a living, according to the moneyrates.com I was reading. It said the state moved up 26 places. Wow. This year, where it was 32nd last year, it's now 6th this year. The ranking was based on average wages, tax, state tax rate, cost of living, unemployment, and workplace incidents. And so it's exciting to, you know, we've still got work to go, but it's nice to see that even out of our state and across the nation, we're moving up. People are hearing that, and I think it's a positive to continue the growth that we're seeing. So,
yeah. State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, if they want more information, they need to get a hold of you about something. How do they go about doing that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Kevin, because I have that number right here. It's 855-347-8036, 855-347-8036, or senatejstamas@senate.michigan.gov, SENJSTAMAS. At senate.michigan.gov.
Very good. State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. Get an update on everything that's happening there in the Senate.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day and enjoy the week.